Il feto in posizione podalica. What is it? How is it managed? When the baby is in abnormal presentation, non-cephalic, delivery is usually by scheduled cesarean section at term. Techniques can be used to correct abnormal positions to encourage proper positioning to allow vaginal delivery. What is it? In 3.5 to 4.5% of cases at pregnancy term, the fetus is in bridge presentation, with a buttock downward, or in other rarer abnormal non-cephalic presentations. Ultrasound confirmed that the fetus is found in abnormal presentation all the more frequently with the further away from the estimated date of delivery, 33% between 21 and 24 weeks of gestational age, 28% between 25 and 28 weeks, 7 to 9% between 33 and 36 weeks. As the last weeks pass, the majority of fetuses permanently position themselves in cephalic presentation, while only a minority, varying between 3.5 and 4.5%, stay in final bridge presentation. How is it diagnosed? Diagnosis of presentation is made through ultrasound. In case of abnormal presentation after the 32nd week of pregnancy, it is possible to intervene with different techniques to correct this condition and enable vaginal delivery. Spontaneous turning techniques. Maternal exercises. Below are some postural exercises to be performed 2 times a day for 10 to 10 minutes each time. Lie supine with legs against the wall, with the pelvis raised by about 30 centimeters from the floor. Pillows can be placed under the pelvis. Kneel on all fours with forearms resting on the ground in genupectoral position. Sit astride a chair, resting your arms on a cushion placed on the back of the chair, keeping your torso forward. Crawl several times a day for a few minutes. Practice forward inversions up to 7 times a day in the presence of a trusted person to help with the exercise. Moxibustion. It is a simple and harmless technique that can also be performed independently at home, as long as in a well-ventilated environment. Using the heat from the embers of an Artemisia cigar, available at herbal stores, stimulate the outer edge of the little finger of the foot, near the nail. The hot tip should be held in place for several minutes, moving it closer or further away depending on the sensation of heat, which should be perceived but not painful. It can also be done simultaneously on both feet or 10 minutes per foot, twice a day for 15 days. When the procedure is finished, extinguish the cigar under cold water and let it dry in the sun or over the radiator. External turning maneuvers. What is it? It is a technique that involves manipulation of the fetus by modest manual pressure through the abdominal and uterine walls. It aims to delicately accompany the fetus to the correct position. The success of the maneuver ranges from 35 to 86%. The likelihood of success is higher in women who have already given birth than in those who are in their first pregnancy. When is it performed? The maneuver is performed starting from the 37th gestational week. Prior to the turning, the gynecologist will assess whether there are conditions that allow the maneuver to be attempted. If it is possible to proceed, the maneuver begins after cardiotopographic monitoring is performed. No fasting and no hematochemical tests are needed. How is it performed? The gynecologist performs pressure at the level of the breech toward one right or left fetal side and simultaneously accompanies the fetal head to the opposite side from the breech so that the fetus performs a somersault. Throughout the procedure, fetal well-being is constantly monitored by ultrasound. At any time, this procedure may be discontinued for abnormalities of fetal heartbeat or in case of discomfort that cannot be tolerated by the patient. At the end of the procedure, an additional cardiozoogographic check is performed. Risks. The maneuver is essentially risk-free if performed with caution and collaboration of the patient, but in some cases complications may arise that make it necessary to perform assessments, monitoring, observation, etc., and rarely an urgent cesarean section. Directions after the procedure. If the turning is successful, the mother-to-be will be able to go home and follow the normal checkups of full-term pregnancy until delivery. In case of maternal Rh-negative group, after the turning maneuver, NTD immunoprophylaxis will be performed. In case of contraindications or in case the baby does not position itself correctly, a cesarean section will be scheduled and the necessary pre-surgery investigations will be performed. The document was drafted by a multi-professional team from the operational unit and the public relations office, updated April 2023.